Hello and welcome to the Mind Podcast, where we hear from real people about their experiences of mental health problems. For more information on the issues mentioned here, visit www.mind.org.uk.
Hi, my name is Faisal. I'm 24 years old. I first started to realise that I had OCD around the age of 19. So it was about 5 years ago now. My first initial experience was quite a daunting one because it just felt like it went really from nowhere. It just felt like these thoughts have come all of a sudden and I didn't know where they'd come from. The nature of the thoughts and the content of the thoughts are totally the opposite of what I would expect my personality to be. Because when thoughts are intrusive, when they're negative, they can kind of feel like, does this make me a bad person? Does it make me a horrible person? Does the nature of these thoughts make me vile? When I did feel those thoughts happening, the world kind of feel like a lonely place. It's like I am very isolated. I felt like I was on my own. Who's going to understand me? I couldn't really ask my family because I didn't really think they'd understand. For me, I was also at university at the time, but I didn't really talk about my experiences to them. Didn't tell them that I did have a mental health issue, but on reflection now, I kind of think that that was a mistake because at least they would have been able to give me the correct support I needed in terms of my assignment work and in terms of maybe granting an extension just to release the stress. So I kind of felt like the only way to possibly get it looked into was to go and see a GP. I went to the GP and I kind of felt in the initial stages, he didn't fully understand what I was trying to explain and I didn't really get the answer which I was hoping to get. So I ended up going back for a second opinion where I was actually advised to go to a local mental health clinic. Once I went there, I think it was about 2 weeks later, and I saw another doctor whilst I was there. And whilst I was there, we were talking about my experiences, my thoughts, the irrationality of them, what I was going through, what I was thinking, what I was feeling, what I was imagining. And from then on, that's when I initially got diagnosed with OCD. That was kind of like, it was felt like a bit of a relief in a sense, because I had an answer. And it wasn't an answer that everyone wants, but I had an answer as to kind of thinking why I was feeling this way, why I was thinking this way. It kind of made a bit of sense in the sense that I could actually now look at trying to tackle it head on and trying to overcome it in a sense. Then I started to actually go for cognitive behavioural therapy, which is more commonly known as CBT. And that was that one of the main courses of treatment for myself. They also gave me fluoxetine tablets as well to take, which is an antidepressant. So I had CBT for, I think it was 12 weeks. And in CBT, you have to talk about your experiences. You have to talk about the situations you've been in, what you've done throughout the week, and use examples to try and tackle the thought process, try and tackle how you're thinking and try and change it gradually over time. Initially, I didn't really understand what I was getting from it. I didn't really know what I was getting from it, apart from being honest, really, about how I was feeling. But I kind of felt that it was necessary because everyone wants to try and get themselves better. They want to try and motivate themselves to feel better. And for me, CBT was a kind of a way around that, really. I went through different tasks, which made me feel a bit uncomfortable. But I kind of think that the more practice you do with them, the more you analyse them, the more you realise that the thoughts are just thoughts and they're irrational and they're not real and they're not a sense of reality as to how you feel. I kind of felt CBT from that point of view was kind of a positive experience. I even felt lots of compassion from my therapist as well. Like, she kind of understood what I was going through. So her having that understanding and having that compassion can be a means of actually making myself feel a bit more comfortable. And it made me a bit more open in terms of talking about how I feel. For me, just having that support and having that feeling that you are cared about is something which is pivotal, and it can be very important in actually trying to make someone's life a bit more comfortable. One of the actual books that I was encouraged to read by my therapist described in a bit of detail intrusive thoughts, and it gave scenarios of intrusive thoughts as well. And for something like that, it was a bit of a comfort to me to realise, even though they were just scenarios, it kind of gave me a feeling that real people think like that as well. And it's totally okay to have irrational and intrusive thoughts, because that is quite common. But what is uncommon in for an OCD sufferer is the way you react to them and the way that you worry about them. I had CBT twice, and at the end of it, I felt a bit uncomfortable to have to leave it, because it can be quite scary to have to feel like you're going on your own now. It's your own step, your own road, and you're not gonna get as much help and support as you used to. But I kind of felt like, I kind of feel like it does have to happen sometime, and you can't hold that onto that support mechanism forever. For me, I approached CPT with a very positive attitude. I knew I was going to be open, I knew I was going to be honest, and I was going to try anything and everything that they were going to give me to do as tasks. And I did that, and now I'm seeing the results. So even though it's uncomfortable to let go of that support mechanism once CBT had finished, it's now gradually more comfortable, because I kind of feel that I'm not in need of that support anymore. OCD was a bit of a barrier, and it kind of stopped me from doing the things which I wanted to do and being the way which I wanted to be, really. My OCD at the moment, on a day-to-day basis, is generally quite good. I'm a lot happier now than what I was when my OCD initially started.
Thank you for listening to the Mind Podcast. For more in the series and information on the issues discussed in this episode, go to mind.org.uk/podcasts.